A Little Bushmaid, written by Mary Grant Bruce and read by Eloise Mignon. Jim's bump on the head luckily proved not very serious. A handkerchief, soaked in the creek by Wally, who rode there and back at a wild gallop, proved an effective bandage applied energetically by Harry, who had studied first aid in an ambulance class. 10 minutes of this treatment, however, proved as much as Jim's patience would stand, and at the end of that time he firmly removed the handkerchief and professed himself cured. "Nothing to make a fuss about anyhow," he declared, in answer to sympathetic inquiries. "Head's a bit off, but nothing to grumble at. It'll be all right if we ride along steadily for a while. I don't think I'll do any more racing just now, though, thank you." "Who won that race?" queried Harry, laughing. The spirits of the little party, from being suddenly at zero, had gone up with a bound. "Blessed if I know," said Jim. "I only know I was leading until Mick ended matters for me." "I led after that anyhow," said Wally. "Couldn't pull my beauty up. He was so excited by Mick's somersault." "I'd have won in the long run," Nora said. There were still traces of tears in her eyes, but her face was merry enough. She was riding very close to Jim. "Yes, I think you would," Jim answered. "You and Bob's were coming up like a hurricane last time I looked round. Never mind. We'll call it anybody's race and have it over again sometime." They rode along for a few miles, keeping close to the river, which wound in and out, fringed with a thick belt of scrub, amongst which rose tall red gum trees. Flights of cockatoos screamed over their heads, and magpies gurgled in the thick shades by the water. Occasionally came the clear whistle of a lyrebird or the peal of a laughing jackass. Jim knew all the bird notes, as well as the signs of bush game, and pointed them out as they rode. Once a big wallaby showed for an instant, and there was a general outcry and a plunge in pursuit, but the wallaby was too quick for them and found a safe hiding place in the thickest of the scrub where the ponies could not follow. "We cross the creek up here," Jim said, "and make cross-country a bit. It saves several miles." "How do you cross? Bridge?" queried Wally. "Bridge? Don't grow such things in this part of the world," laughed Jim. "No, there's a place where it's easy enough to ford, a little way up. There are plenty of places fordable, if you only know them, on this creek, but a number of them are dangerous because of deep holes and boggy places. Father lost a good horse in one of those bogs, and to look at the place, you'd only have thought it a nice level bit of grassy ground."
"My word," Wally whistled, "what a bit of hard luck."
"Yes, it was, rather," Jim said. "It made us careful about crossing, I can tell you. Even the men look out since Harry Wilson got bogged another time, trying to get over after a bullock. Of course, he wouldn't wait to go round, and he had an awful job to get his horse out of the mud. It's something like a quicksand. After that, Father had two or three good crossings made very plain and clear, and whenever a new man is put on, they're explained to him. See, there's one now."